playing the music of the church throughout the ages. This is Heart and Soul.
Heart and Soul.
And now we introduce today's message from David Evans. Thank you, David.
Hello, everybody. Welcome. In Acts chapter 16 and verse 16, the Apostle Paul deals with a woman possessed by what the King James Version calls a spirit of divination. Let's hear the passage where Paul and Silas have to confront this spirit in the girl. And it came to pass as we went to prayer, a certain damsel possessed with a spirit of divination met us, which brought her masters much gain by soothsaying. The same followed Paul and us and cried, saying, "These men are servants of the Most High God, which show unto us the way of salvation." And this did she many days. But Paul, being grieved, turned and said to the spirit, "I command thee in the name of Jesus Christ to come out of her." And he came out the same hour. Now this spirit, like all evil spirits, is under the control of Satan, and this one had a particular nature which is only revealed in the Greek word here for divination. It's the word puthonas. Looking closely at that word, the word python appears. Every spirit has a nature or characteristic, and to understand the kind of possession controlling this girl, it's necessary to understand the special characteristics of the snake known as a python. A python, unlike a rattlesnake or some of the venomous snakes we have here in Australia, kill by poison injected in a bite. But a python does not kill its victim by bite, but by the process of crushing and stifling the ability to breathe. In other words, it takes over the normal functioning of the lungs. Pythons kill their prey by constricting them. As their prey breathes out, the coils of the snake grow tighter until it cannot breathe in any more. It literally kills through starving the breath. One could go into the symbology of Moses and the serpent on the pole and understand that the serpent was there, whoever looked at it could be healed. And also to understand that the very nature of this particular serpent is one that crushes, is one that takes away your breath literally. And then of course if you read the parallel of the cross as to the serpent on the pole, you'll understand that one of the evil things about being crucified is that you cannot lift yourself up too much longer to breathe in. And so it's a crushing process there as well. Now, this was the very nature of the spirit possessing this girl. Another picture of the python in the ancient Greek world was in Greek mythology. Python was the serpent, sometimes represented as a medieval-style dragon living at the center of the earth, believed by the ancient Greeks to be at Delphi, where the famous oracle lived. No wonder this spirit was described as a fortune-telling spirit, which no doubt used its trickery to crush and own those who consulted it. Obviously, the picture of the serpent goes back to the Garden of Eden, where the serpent enticed Eve, and thus Adam, to listen to the lie and crush the human race of life. it is significant that just as Satan crushes the breath of life, Jesus comes as a wind of the Spirit to breathe life into us. Remember how Jesus in the upper room breathed on the disciples and told them to receive the Holy Spirit. Jesus said of Satan and his demons that the thief comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. I have come that you may have life, and that more abundant. You see the difference in there between the activity of the serpent and the activity of the Holy Spirit. In the same way that Python shut this girl down by possessing her faculties, so the assignment of the enemy, that Python spirit that has tried to shut you down, dear friend, cannot hold you back any longer. I believe the Lord is saying to many, I am restoring your breath and I am breathing new life into you. You see, breath is life. When God brought Adam to life, he breathed into him. And we read that in Genesis 2:7 that the Lord God formed a man from the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and the man became a living being. You see that? The breath came first, and then the living being resulted from it. It's a picture of your relationship with God, intimacy, face to face. The breath of God is also associated with your new life in Christ. God has created us to be alive with his breath in body, soul, and spirit. So it's not surprising that there are certain types of spiritual attacks aimed at stealing our breath, taking our life low, and depleting us spiritually. I believe the Lord is saying to many, I am restoring your breath and I am breathing new life into you. Helen Calder of Enliven Ministries has listed some practical negative outworking of this spirit, and here are some of her suggestions. Number one, an overall sense of weariness for which there seems to be no natural cause. Losing your desire or hunger for God. Or while you are breathing out, giving a lot to others, you feel as though the flow to you personally has been stifled. You are experiencing pressure or oppression. Feeling limited or held back, whether personally or in relationships, work, ministry, and so on. Temptation to give up because you have lost energy physically, emotionally, spiritually. You are being assailed with thoughts that you must pull back because you cannot sustain the course you are meant to be on. All of these things are part of what happens as you battle a Python spirit. In the Gospels, Jesus likened victory over the demonic realm to trampling upon snakes and scorpions without harm. And the very first messianic promise in Genesis 3:15 prophesies that the seed of the woman, Jesus, would crush the head of the serpent. Note the word crush. I believe we're on the verge of seeing that crushing of the enemy in the beguiling spirit of this world, which deceives the whole nations and crushes their potential, finally and utterly stomped on by the power of the Holy Spirit, and the release not only of the holy angels, but the long prophesied sons of God that Paul speaks of in Romans chapter 8. Rejoice and be exceeding glad. The kingdom is coming when his will shall be done on earth, even as it is in heaven. If today you feel crushed by that Pythonic spirit, ask the Lord to lift that oppression and let you go free to breathe his breath of heaven. And so to all of you today who may feel crushed, in the name of Jesus Christ, be free to rejoice and be glad. Hallelujah.
A strong and perfect plea, a great high priest whose name is love, whoever lives and pleads for me. My name is graven on his hands, my name is written on his heart. Stand. tongue can bid me thence depart. No tongue can bid me thence depart. When Satan tempts me to despair and tells me of the guilt within, upward I look and see him there, who made an end to all my sin. Because the sinless Savior died, my sinful soul is counted free. For God the just satisfied to look on him and pardon me, to look on him and pardon me. Behold him there, the risen Lamb, my perfect spotless righteousness, the great unchangeable I am, the King of glory and of grace. One with himself I cannot die, my soul is purchased by his blood, my life is hid with Christ on high, with Christ my Savior and my God, with Christ my Savior and my God.
That was Jennifer LaMountain with Before the Throne of God Above.